Now let me get two taps in the Rick Flair.
Euphoria in Baltimore as the Jaguars win a dramatic 22-20 game over the Ravens with a last-second field goal from 53 yards out. Hi, everybody. Brian Sexton at M&T Bank Stadium with your rapid recap. The Jaguars, quite frankly, looked done with just seconds left to play. I still don't know how Stephen Wisniewski got the snap to Blake Bortles, but an Elvis Dumervil penalty set up an improbable 53-yard field goal attempt, and the Jaguars pull off an upset win.
The coaches come up with a game plan, and really comes down to players making plays. Offense players making plays, defense getting takeaways and stops, and special teams just execution. And for them to put it all together, I think it was even highlighted more by the battle and field position, and to come away with the win is great for our team.
I wanted to come back and come through for the team. You know, they stuck with me. You know, nothing but support from everybody. So, you know, I just, once I got the opportunity, I knew that, you know, I wanted to come through for the team.
You know, he's been unbelievable kicking. Obviously, he's a mental kind of up and down roller coaster, and he's been really good. So it's been fun to watch him, and obviously super happy for him.
On a Sunday afternoon in which the Jaguars offense looked half of what it was last week in New York, the Jaguars defense stepped up big. They came away with four takeaways, all in the second half, and three consecutive drives taking the ball away from Joe Flacco, which gave the Jaguars just enough time.
When they come, they're going to come, and a lot of them going to come. So as a defense, that's what we say, just stick with it. Keep doing what we're doing, and they're going to come. Don't try and force it, and that's what happened.
I really don't understand why they keep throwing my way like that. I mean, I'm not trying to, you know what I mean, but I mean, there's one thing I do really good, and I do really good on the deep ball. And they keep throwing the deep balls, and the teams keep doing it. I'm going to keep getting my hands on it.
A few game notes to share with you. Those four takeaways for the Jaguars equal a season high. For the fourth time this season, both Allen Hurns and Allen Robinson both scored a touchdown in the same game. And for Hurns, it's a team record seven consecutive games scoring a touchdown. And a couple of Jaguars were injured, most notably Ryan Walters left in the concussion protocol, Bernard Pierce left with an Achilles, and Sendarik Marks with an elbow. The Jaguars are a little banged up, but they don't care. Now on a short week, they have to get ready for the Tennessee Titans as they host them for Bold Rush Thursday at Everbank Field. With a final score 22-20, I'm Brian Sexton with your rapid recap.